Of the nearly 180 proposals considered by the Board of Game in the last year, 26 of them had something to do with doll sheep. Some have proposed changes to the hunting season. Others address the number of sheep tags allocated by the state to non-resident hunters. Todd Brinkman is a wildlife biologist at UAF's Institute of Arctic Biology.
I feel fairly confident saying that there is a problem, and the problem is probably large enough that some changes will have to be made.
The Department of Fish and Game has asked Brinkman to find out more about Alaska's sheep hunters, both resident and non-resident, as well as guides and transporters.
Well, at least the folks I talk to agree that there's too much pressure on the resource, and that to sustain quality hunting opportunities into the future, everybody is probably going to need to make a sacrifice, and we're probably going to have to reorganize the way that the sheep hunting is structured in Alaska.
Brinkman hosted close to 100 focus groups statewide with interested parties. From those conversations, he developed a survey. This week, anyone over the age of 18 who has hunted or applied for a sheep tag in Alaska over the last 5 years is likely to receive a postcard in the mail with directions for how to take part in the online survey.
The department and Board of Game are way overdue on getting this sort of information, because I think it'll be extremely helpful for them in making decisions.
The survey will provide more information about the people who hunt sheep. It will also provide more information about the sheep population itself. Brinkman says the survey could provide novel information. The state hasn't conducted a comprehensive study of doll sheep since the 1980s. Much of that information has been lost, according to Brinkman. Final results from this new survey are expected in the fall 2015. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.